Amen. Well, I'll have you go ahead and stand for the reading of God's Word. Amen. Boy, it is good to be home. Amen. Appreciate seeing you. And some of you ain't changed a bit, to be honest with you. Just got a little older and a little grayer like me. You know it. Amen. Genesis chapter 26. I want to read. I don't want to be lengthy in the reading, but I probably will be. We'll start at verse 17. Genesis 26, verse 17. Is this my water, Brother Doug?
Yes, the one on that side.
This side right here? I will definitely need that. Amen. Genesis chapter 26, verse 17. The Bible said, "And Isaac departed thence, and pitched his tent in the valley of Gerar, and dwelt there. And Isaac digged again the wells of water, which they had digged in the days of Abraham his father. Well, the Philistines had stopped them after the death of Abraham. And he called their names after the names by which his father had called them. And Isaac's servants digged in the valley and found there a well of springing water. And the herdmen of Gerar did strive with Isaac's herdmen, saying, 'The water is ours.' And he called the name of the well Esek, because they strove with him. And they digged another well and strove for that also. He called the name of that of it Sitna. And he removed from thence and digged another well, and for that they strove not. He called the name of it Rehoboth. And he said, 'For now the Lord hath made room for us, and we shall be fruitful in the land.' And he went up from thence to Beersheba. And the Lord appeared unto him the same night, and said, 'I am the God of Abraham thy father. Fear not, for I am with thee, and will bless thee, and multiply thy seed for my servant Abraham's sake.' And he builded an altar there, and called upon the name of the Lord, and pitched his tent there, and there Isaac's servants digged a well. Then Abimelech went to him from Gerar, and Ahazeth, one of his friends, and Phicol, the chief captain of his army. And Isaac said unto them, 'Wherefore come ye to me, seeing ye hate me, and have sent me away from you?' And they said, 'We saw certainly that the Lord was with thee. And we said, Let there be now an oath betwixt us, even betwixt us and thee, and let us make a covenant with thee, that thou wilt do us no hurt, as we have not touched thee, and as we have done unto thee nothing but good, and have sent thee away in peace. Thou art now the blessed of the Lord.' And he made them a feast, and they did eat and drink. And they rose up betimes in the morning and sware one to another. And Isaac sent them away, and they departed from him in peace. And it came to pass the same day that Isaac's servants came and told him concerning the well which they had digged, and said unto him, 'We have found water.' And he called it Sheba. Therefore the name of the city is Beersheba unto this day." Let's pray. Our Father, as we come to you tonight, Lord, thank you for the day and God meeting with us and helping us, Lord. Thank you for your word tonight, Lord. I pray that God, as it goes forth, I pray that you'd accomplish, Lord, the thing thereunto you send it. Lord, work in our hearts tonight, Lord. May it be a help and a blessing to these dear people. And God, I pray that all that we say and do, Father, may it be pleasing in your sight. And we'll thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. You can be seated, all right? Well, it's good to see you tonight.
Amen.
I appreciate the Lord letting us be here. Amen. I said, "Brother Mark, what do you want tonight, the big one or the little one?" He said, "The big one," so you can just blame it on him. Amen. Well, the Lord spoke to my heart, and I've been studying this just for a day or two, and it's been on my heart. It may be more like a Sunday school lesson than it is a preaching message, but I want to try to be obedient to the Lord and deliver what's in my heart to you tonight to be a help to you. As I've read through it, I realize some things about Abraham and about Isaac and about their family. If you'll go back and read, you'll find out Abraham went to the same place that his son is at now. They did the exact same thing. When they got there to the land, they both told Abimelech, "This is not my wife, but this is my sister." Remember that story? Both of them. The father said that. It wasn't long, wasn't many, many years later that Isaac said the same thing to the same king in the same land. But we better be careful about the example we set in front of our children. I realize probably Isaac probably wasn't born at that time, but still, nevertheless, we are setting an example, whether it be good or bad, for them to follow you and I. Amen? And they do watch and they do learn, and they don't say a word, they just watch and observe what you're doing, how you're doing it, how you say it, how you present yourself, and everything that you're involved in, they watch. We're an example, whether we're good or bad, we're an example to our children, amen, and to those around us. But he did the exact same thing in the exact same place with the exact same king and said, this is not my wife, but it's my sister. Boy, I see some similarities there. He is following in his daddy's footsteps. He gets to a place there in Gerar. They have to dig a well, not just one, not two, but they dig several wells. In order for them to survive, somebody's going to have to find water. As I read through this, Brother Steve, I often wondered if that's why Lot wanted to weld water plains, because he didn't want to dig like Abraham. He didn't want to take time to dig. You know why we don't want to dig a well? Too much work involved. Amen? It takes work when you dig a well. There's a reason behind. The reason you're digging is for your family. Not only for yourself, but for your family. They needed water to survive. Somebody's going to have to dig. Daddy, you going to dig? Surely you're not going to let mama do all the digging. You going to dig? You're going to have to dig a well. Amen. Several wells we'll mention tonight. But as I see that Abraham dug some wells, Isaac took hold of that. Wasn't long after the death of Abraham that the Philistines filled it up full of earth, stopped up the well. You know, the flesh hates a well that you're digging. If you're not careful, you'll let things in your life that'll come into your home that'll fill up that well that you dug and cover it up to where you can't have no touch of God. You can't feel the presence of God. You'll have no walk with God because your well stopped up. Somebody's going to die if we don't reach water. And as I see in the text here, they're in the same country. The Bible said that they dug out two of Abraham's wells. And it wasn't long that they find themselves in a valley. Are you with me tonight? They find themselves in a valley. Are you there tonight? Listen, you may be headed for a valley. You may be in a valley. You may be getting ready to come out of a valley. But somebody's going to have to dig a well for you while you're there. There's storms coming. There's things that we'll deal with in this walk of life. Has it occurred to you and I that we're in a battle? God help us. We're going to have to pick up a shovel and start digging for our prosperity, our family, our possessions, all that entails our life. Somebody's got to dig a well. Amen. I'm afraid that it's too much work. And in the generation we live in, Brother Robert, there's not many young people that want to dig a well. They'd rather have mom and dad dig that well. Too much work. Takes too much time. Too much energy. Amen. So I want to try to preach this thought, if the Lord will help me tonight, on dig again. Amen. Just dig again. If you'll follow me in the text tonight, you'll see that they're in a valley. The servants dig in the valley, and the Bible said that they found a well of springing water. Thank God they found a well of springing water. The servants dug, they found water, they needed water, they dug for water, they found what they was digging for. What are you digging for tonight? Amen? What are we digging for tonight? We need water. God help us tonight. I want to say again that there's work involved. Hey, it's tiresome. Listen, if we don't dig a well, I want to talk on prayer first. I know a couple of years ago I mentioned that in the men's meeting here, but somebody better dig a well of prayer. You're going to need it somewhere down the road. Listen, when they were little, when they were young, they all came to church. They all dressed right. They all combed their hair right. And they did everything that we asked them to. Boy, but something happened. There's a few of them that decided that what we were doing wasn't the way they wanted to do it. I don't know what happened, to be honest with you. I know they got a free will. There'll be some times you're going to have to make sure you dig that well deep in prayer and make sure you hit bottom and find that water. Because there's going to be a lot of times you'll be weeping in this walk of life over our children. over our grandchildren, over our aunts and uncles and moms and dads and so on. Better make sure somebody's digging a well. They were in the valley and they found water. Thank God for that. Amen. Who's willing to work tonight? Who's willing to labor and give strength and take time to dig? Some men won't dig. They're too lazy. Some men won't work. They're too lazy. They want their wife to do it all. But it's not on the wife to do it. It's on you and I to do it. We have an obligation to lead our home in the way that's right and pleasing unto God. Amen. We all have a role and a position. You and I as men, we must be the leaders and have a prayer closet and time to pray and dig a well spiritually that we can provide for our families. We don't know what we're going to face. We're going to need it. Amen. There's work involved. Notice the wells now. You know, not everybody's happy that you got saved. Not everybody's happy that you're dedicated and serving the Lord and sanctified and set apart. There's some that don't like it at all. And when you start digging that well of prayer and say, I'm going to dedicate myself to praying and serving the Lord. I've got to pray for my wife. I've got to pray for my children. I'm digging a well of prayer today. Not everybody likes it. Look at the well that they dig first. They got to a place in Gerar. They're digging. The herdsman's striving with them. And they dug that well and they came and just pretty much just took the well from Isaac and his servants. They called the name of that well Esek. And that means contention. Amen. There's not too long after I got saved that we started having some problems in contention. Amen. I mean, we got right with the Lord, wanted to serve the Lord and live for the Lord, and we started cleaning up the closet.
Right.
We started cleaning up the house. We didn't do Santa Claus no more. Didn't do the Easter Bunny and the Tooth Fairy and all those things. And it caused some contention.
Right.
No, they want you saved. They just don't want you to go too far.
Right.
But we're digging a well. We start digging that well of prayer. A lot of things change in our life. It wasn't overnight. There's some things that we had to grow in grace and knowledge and learn. And still learning, by the way. We ain't arrived yet and you ain't either. We're just people full of problems trying to serve the Lord. Amen. But there's contention along the way that we ran into those that loved us and we loved them and they didn't like the way we was going. It ain't time to throw down the shovel. It's time to dig again.
Right.
And keep on digging and keep on serving the Lord. Amen. Thank God for it. But there's contention at that well. So they moved on. The Bible said that they dug another well and it was called Sitna. That means hatred. We'll run into those that hate us simply because of the cause of Christ. No other reason. There are those out there tonight that are enemies of the cross. Amen. Those that despise us because we love the Lord. Those that despise us because of what we testify about, who that we say that we are in Christ. And they hate us because the world hates the Lord. What did he say? Love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the Father in the world, love the Father is not in him. And he told us all that was in the world, and it's still out there today. And it's raging, and it's wanting to pull you away and keep you from digging a well. Amen. To keep you closer to the things of God. Listen, if you're digging a well, you don't have a lot of time for anything else. Amen. Dig tonight. Dig again. The Bible said they moved on from there, and they digged another well. The Bible said they strove not and they called the name of it Rehoboth. That means enlargement. Listen, we finally got to a place where God's made room for us. But if you're not careful, you'll be content where you're at and think that you've arrived. But ain't none of us arrived yet. We ain't walking on the streets of gold yet, so we ain't arrived. We keep on pressing on. We keep on pressing toward the mark. We keep on digging a well. Can I say to you tonight, do you pray? When do you pray? Where do you pray? What do you pray about? Are you praying? Somebody better dig a well of prayer. Amen. Thank God for men that pray. Boy, I love to hear the men of God pray. I remember years ago I went to a camp meeting and I had Joshua and Jonathan with me at that time, just young boys. and got in that meeting, and they had hundreds of men, and we was in these little classrooms back there, and they said, all right, we're going to pray together. And these old men of God, much older than I was, and they were praying. I couldn't even pray. I just started laughing. I was just rejoicing in the fact that I was with some men of God that knew how to pray, that dug that well a long time ago. And I was praying, but I just wanted to hear them pray. Amen. And listen to what they had to say and listen to them call on God. Amen. That helped me a whole lot. Amen. Listen to those men pray. Boy, I just and rejoiced in it and said, thank God I'm where I'm at today. Amen. Listen to these men of God that have labored in prayer. Amen. Thank God for it. Dig you a well of prayer. Secondly, before we go on, I want to say there's another well you ought to dig. That'll be a well of praise. Let me ask you a question. Do you praise the Lord? Amen. Praise Him. The Bible said praise Him with the lips. That's testifying about the grace of God. We sing songs that praise Him. We rejoice and thank God for what He's done in our life. Not just on Sunday. Not just on Sunday night. Not just on Wednesday. But we thank Him and praise Him all day. Every day, for He's been so good to us. Well, today we had an unusual service. Brother Stevie, it was unusual in the fact that it just started off like this and just kept on going. I mean, it just kept on going and kept on going and kept on going. And I was amazed. I mean, we shouted the house down, and I thank God for it. Well, there's more ladies shouting than men, I think. I mean, they was walking the aisle and rejoicing and shouting. What were they doing? They were praising the Lord for what God had done for them. Amen. Like Brother Bale said, reflecting back to where we was when God found us and where God's brought us to. Amen. You ought to rejoice in that. Amen. Anytime, every time, we ought to rejoice. Brother Hall, you may not remember this years ago. We were sitting about right where we're sitting at tonight. And I remember the preaching going on, the singing, something was going on. And I remember God said, your wife's going to shout, and I want you to run. I said, oh, Lord, I don't want to run tonight. And she shouted before I could say anything else in my mind, and I was running. And I made a loop or two around and sat down. So I did what I was supposed to do. God said, do it. And I done it. Amen. Just praising Him for what He's been good to us. Amen. We need to take a recess right now and just try to catch up on the praise that He's due. Amen. Thank God for it. But anyway, I thank the Lord for those times that He comes by and touches my heart, and I rejoice in the fact that, yes, He saved me. Yes, He brought me to where I'm at today. But it's all the grace of God, nothing I've done. And I rejoice in that fact tonight. Amen. I could still be a drunk. And I could still be down there in Bowling Green doing the same old thing I was doing and lost and undone. But He passed by. Somebody in my family had dug a well of prayer and had prayed for me and my wife for years. And God got a hold of my heart and changed my life. Amen. Thank God for that well of prayer. But you ought to praise Him. Listen, your kids ought to see you praise. Amen. Not just anybody can do it at church. But there'll be a time at the house sometime that God gets all over you. Right. Amen. Instead of fussing and fighting and cussing, why don't you praise Him at the house? Let the kids see God get all over you. Amen. He's the same God down there as He is here. Dig a well of praise. You know, that takes work too. You know why we don't praise Him like we ought to? I'm going to tell you why. Because it embarrasses your flesh. Does it not? You have to get beyond your flesh. You have to get beyond your pride and everything that's about you, because it's not about you, it's about Him. Amen. And when you lose sight of that and realize who He is and what He's done for you, you'll find it quite easy to throw both hands up and say, yes, Lord, thank God. Amen. Now, there have been some hard times that we've had to go through, Brother Mark. There have been some battles that we face. And I've heard preachers say this. I've heard men of God stand up and say this, that says sometimes you can't pray your way out of it. You'll have to praise your way out of it. Amen. And that is so true. Listen, I've been guilty of this. I have let circumstances get in the way of my walk with God and my prayer life and my praise life. I've let the circumstances dictate to me what I'm going to do. Instead of getting above that and praising Him anyway, I've let them take control. And I said, I can't praise Him today because I ain't got no money. Well, I can't praise Him today because, you know, this and that happens. You know, all those things in this life that affect us, we let that get in the way. It don't matter. It should not matter whether we feel like it or don't feel like it. We ought to come to the house of God with an attitude that I'm going to praise my Lord because He's worthy. Dig you a well of praise. Amen. Those little ones catch on. I've seen little infants, I mean little bitty ones, at the house of God. My grandkids, I watched them. They watch you. And if you just notice them every once in a while, you'll turn around and look, Miss Woodard, and they got their hands up in the air. They looking at you doing it. They really don't know what's going on. They just see Grandpa doing it or Daddy doing it or Mama doing it. And so they're watching you. We got a lot of little ones that sing in the choir that ain't big as a minute. But they'll throw their hand up. Now, I don't know if they know what they're doing or not, but one day they will. They'll praise Him for what He's done for them in their life. Amen. Thank God for it. They got to the place where they said, God has made room for us now. We're going to take it easy. It's enlarged enough that we can rest. Well, ain't no time to rest. Ain't no time to back up. Amen. So they got to a place of Beersheba. Notice what he had done when he got there. The Bible said the first thing that he had done was built an altar there and called on the name of the Lord. Miss Kim, we got to have an altar. We have got to have an altar at the house. The devil fights us tooth and toenail. I mean, there's so many things in this walk of life. The job throws at you, all kind of situations you face. And if we're not careful, we neglect the altar. We neglect the Bible study. We neglect the devotions. We neglect our prayer life. And if we're not careful, it won't turn into too long. It's a week. It's a month. It's 6 months. And then it's a year. And we hadn't prayed together as a family. We hadn't read our Bible together as a family. We haven't done anything as far as praising God as a family. And we just get used to that and say, well, you know, I'm busy. We ain't that busy. Amen. So he got to a place of contentment. But the Bible said he built an altar. Thank God for that. Then the Bible said that he pitched his tent there. Amen. Then the Bible said that they digged a well. They just kept on digging. Well, thank God for some men that'll just keep on digging. Amen. You know, it's not our desire to be popular. It's not our desire to have great possessions. But it is our desire to have a walk with God. Amen. That's my desire. My heart's desire is to have a walk with God. And for my children to have a walk with God. And desire that walk with God. But listen, if you don't desire it, why are they going to desire it? Right. Hey, if you can't be faithful, then why are they going to be faithful? Right. Amen. If you won't sing the songs of Zion, you think they will? If we don't read that Bible with them while they're young, get it in their mind and their heart, who's going to do it for them when they get older? Right. Takes work. Hello? Y'all listening tonight? Amen. It takes work. Somebody's got to do it. Amen. We got young ones. We still got five at the house. Five's out of the nest. Five still there. It ain't over yet. No, we still digging. Amen. I'm still digging for a pot of gold too. Amen. I said, Lord, when will everything change financially? When they all gone? I thought the big eaters was Joshua and Jonathan. I got Jody eats more than I do. Lord help. Then we had the son-in-laws come over today and amen, there was a full house and they eat. I'm telling you, they eat and they eat and they eat. And you think, Lord, will they ever stop eating? Lord, help us. But it's good to see them sit around the table. And know that as I look around the table, that most every one of them has made a profession. And some of them walk with God. And some you look at and you just say, well, they're just carnal, have no desire. I praise God that they'll just hang in there. We'll stay faithful. We'll keep praying. I dig that well of prayer. Listen, if you're not careful, Brother Steve, what will happen is you'll dig, and it takes work. You'll dig, and you'll dig, and you'll get tired. You ain't seeing nothing happen. Are y'all with me tonight? There's a time and a place in the life of David where David said, I looked on my left hand, I looked on my right hand, refuge failed me, no man would know me. He said, my soul is disquieted, why art thou disquieted within me? Hope thou in God. There was a time where David said, I'm tired of digging, nothing's happening. And throw down the shovel. You just keep digging. Keep on digging. There's water down there, and you're going to need to hit it. Amen. It might come tomorrow. Just keep on digging. Hey, payday ain't always on Friday with God. Amen. Keep on digging and keep on digging. When you don't feel like it, dig anyway. You don't feel like coming to church, come anyway. There's times we just don't feel like it, but we ain't going on feelings. We're going on faith. Amen. Keep on keeping on. Just keep on keeping on and keep on digging and keep on digging and keep on digging. We don't know what tomorrow's going to bring. We just want to be faithful till the end. Keep on digging. And notice, boy, I see something. I see something in there. Boy, I feel a little something. I see something in there. Hey, looks like water, mama. Keep on digging. Yeah, I think we've hit well. Amen. I think we found a well. But it don't happen overnight. And we need to teach our children that digging that well of prayer is hard work. It's not, now I lay me down to sleep, I pray the Lord my soul to keep. Oh, it's much more than that. You realize that when we pray, Brother Ricky, there's times that we are so overwhelmed with what's going on. We don't know what to do. We don't even know what to say. And the only thing we can do when we get in the closet to pray is cry. Those hot tears roll down her cheek. And the only thing I can say is, oh God, oh God, you've been there. We don't know what's going to happen, but we know we got to get a hold of that well of prayer and just keep on a praying and keep on a praying and keep on a praying. God might not answer tomorrow. God may not answer next week, but God is faithful and He's just. And He will answer because He said that He would. My cousin and his wife, Brother Hall, had prayed for me for 4 years. I did not know it. I lived a wicked life as a drunk and a drug addict. That was a lifestyle that I lived. They had gotten saved and they started praying. I didn't know it. They kept on praying. I didn't know it. They kept on praying. I didn't know it. And they had a burden. They was digging that well and they was a praying, God, get a hold of him. God, save him. God, change his life. God, get him off that dope. They said for 4 years they prayed with a burden. And they said the burden was gone. And they thought for sure God said, you know, he was finished. But it wasn't long after that that the Holy Ghost started working in my heart and in my life. And I called him up one Saturday night. And I said, we'll be there at church tomorrow. We got up the next morning, Sunday morning, went to the house of God. That was July the 16th, 1989. I walked in the house of God, just a long-haired drug addict. My life was in a mess. But somebody dug a well of prayer on behalf of me and my family because I couldn't dig one. I had not the ability to dig anything. But he prayed and they prayed and they prayed and they was faithful in praying. They was faithful in praying. They was faithful in praying. And I showed up one Sunday. I was under conviction and I got saved. You probably don't know it. You may know it though. I don't know. Some of you may. Brother Wells' boy had married my daughter. And he was out of church for, 7 years? 8 years. Just up and gone. Seemed like he had turned his back on everything that his mom and daddy ever instilled in his life and raised him to want him to be. Turned his back, Brother Shelby, said, I'm done, and left. And it was a long, maybe a year or two, maybe longer, that they never heard from him. What'd they do? Prayer room. Pray for my son. Pray for Aaron. Pray for my boys. Pray for my boys. Pray for my boys. Almost every time in the prayer room, when the men would meet together, take prayer requests. Pray for Aaron. Hadn't heard from him in a long time. Pray for Aaron. I don't know where he's at tonight. Pray for Aaron. Pray for Aaron. And we did that for years. And still doing that for some. Still praying. Mention their name every time in the prayer room. It wasn't long, he said, that I guess he got a phone call. Said he had flew out to California and was standing on the beach in California. And said, God said, you need to get home, son. And he said, I hadn't heard the voice of God in forever. I don't know if he got saved right then on the beach or he got saved when he got back. I don't remember. Do you, Miss Wendy? But he come back to the house of God and testified that God saved his soul, changed his life. I'm glad somebody didn't throw down the shovel, but just kept on digging. Kept on praying. Hey, it may look hopeless today. It may look like it ain't going to work out. It may look like things are never going to change. But you keep praying. And you just keep digging. Amen. God's watching your faithfulness. God's watching your faithfulness. You just are praying. You don't know the outcome. You're just praying. You're just praying. And you're just praising. And you just keep on praying. And you keep on praising. And you keep on serving God. And don't let the circumstances dictate to you how you're going to live and serve God. And then watch all of a sudden when you don't even think about it. Here he comes. Here she comes. Here they come. And it shouldn't take you by surprise, but it does. Because we prayed. And we prayed and we hit water and felt like we got a hold of God and God answered that prayer. And God said, I'll see you through. And we don't know, it looks dark and we can't see the way and we're not supposed to see the way. We follow the one that knows the way. And God makes a way. And God answers that prayer. Amen. And I know some of you are there tonight. I'm there. I've got one we've been praying for a long time. Probably just lost, to be honest with you. Let's just go ahead and admit, it's probably just lost. It needs to be saved. You know, that'll change every problem a man's got if he just gets saved by the grace of God. Amen. If we just admit to the Lord that they are lost and pray for them and God would save them, that's what they need. God will change their life. Amen. You pray for Jonathan. He needs the Lord tonight. I don't know. He's in Louisville somewhere, I guess. Needs the Lord. But I'm glad that Isaac got to the place with his men in verse 32. And it says, read it with me. Verse 32, and it came to pass the same day. Say it with me. And it came to pass the same day. See, we don't know what's around the corner, Brother Hall. God just says, be faithful. Be faithful. That's it. Make yourself available. Be faithful. Keep praying. Keep a digging. Keep a praising. You say, I don't feel like it. Sometimes I don't either. But it's not by my feelings. It's by faith. I praise Him. Amen. You see, He's worthy of praise whether you feel like it or not. Amen. He is worthy of our praise. The Bible says that it came to pass the same day, the servants came and said, Isaac, we found water. Amen. Thank God somebody kept digging and kept digging. It didn't look like they was going to find it. Didn't look like they was going to stay there, but they kept digging and they came and said, Isaac, we found water. Thank God for the water. Oh, we need some water tonight. We need a drink of living water tonight that'll satisfy my thirsty soul. You need a drink tonight. How long has it been since you've been to the well to get a drink? Right. Maybe a good idea tonight, you just come to the well and get you a good old drink and say, Lord, I'm in a mess, my life's in a mess, but tonight I want to get down to the well and praise you for all that you've done for me. It could be worse tonight. Amen. It could be worse. But for the grace of God, amen and amen. There's one more well, and I'll just mention it in passing and we'll go to the house. There is a well of purpose. Why are we doing what we're doing? If we're doing it for show, we've got our reward. If we're doing it for the praise of men, we've got our reward. But why are we doing what we're doing tonight? Because there's one that sits on the right hand of the Majesty on high that changed my life and changed your life. And we're here tonight because of the grace of God that worked in us, is working through us and out of us. And we're here tonight because of Him, because my purpose is I want to live my life for Him. I want to make a difference. Amen. At work, I want to make a difference. At the job site, I want to make a difference. At the house, I want to make a difference. Down at Walmart, I want to make a difference. Wherever you go, wherever you work at, whatever you involve yourself in, you ought to be a difference. That's your purpose. See, you don't know who's watching. You don't know who's listening. You don't know who it is that God has put in your path for the purpose of you declaring the gospel to them. Amen. And testifying of the grace of God in your life that they may hear what you have to say. My mama was in the service today. She's 71 years old. I thought for sure, I said, today, I'm going to tell you, I told Wendy, I said, the waters are troubled today. She could have got in today if she would have. But God's not going to override her will. He's not going to override your will. Amen. But God offers the invitation, whosoever will may come. And when He knocks, that's the time for you to come. Amen. He's extending the invitation. Whosoever will may come. Jesus told the woman at the well, He said, I'll give you living water. Amen. And she got a taste of that living water. And she left her bucket at the well because she left with the well. Amen. Tonight, why are you doing what you're doing? I'm 52 years old. I told Wendy, I said, time's short. Well, time, I mean, it's flying by. I said, I want to do something more than just work a job. I want to serve the Lord with my spirit, my soul, and my body, and my strength while I have time. And I want to do something for Him. God wants us to be available. And God will use a man that will make himself available. It's not your ability, it's your availability. God will use you. Just keep on digging and keep on digging and keep on digging. And I look forward to hearing good reports. You keep on digging, God answers your prayer. You keep on praising. Remember, your purpose is to serve Him. Amen. Till He calls us home. God help us. Let's stand tonight. Brother Bell, you come. All right.